Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Are children entitled to pocket money? 50% of you believe that children should start receiving some kind of or some level of pocket money by the age of 9. This is research commissioned by Royal London Ireland, I should say. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Do you give your kids pocket money? And if you do, how much do you give them? Marie is with me on the line today in Kerry. Marie, do you give your children pocket money?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we started when they were 5. They got €2. They still get two. Well, they were getting €2 a week from 5. I think especially today when all transactions are made with cards, it's extra important to teach them how money works and all that. We now they're 7 now, so we kind of give them small tasks as well to perform. They might be asked to go out and clean out for the chickens or collect the eggs or something like that.
Yeah, so it's not free money, because that's what I was going to ask. I mean, I thought it was fascinating that 50% of the people surveyed thought that, you know, children as young as 9 years of age should get a level of pocket money. But then it raises the question, you know, should it be earned, or do you just receive it?
Well, when they were small, we would just give them the money. As I said, important to teach them how it works, how money works. See that when you have a euro as a euro, then you divide that, you can get 2 coins, but they're 50 cents.
Yeah.
But that is the same amount. So, yeah, I don't think they're entitled to it, but I think it's an excellent way to teach children. To teach them how money works. And also it'll link into school then with maths and all of those things going forward.
And what do they have to use their pocket money for, do you mind me asking? Is it just the kind of the extra treats or sweets or whatever they might want?
Extra treats and sweets. If there is a toy that they kind of specifically want and don't necessarily want to wait for Santa to come or for their birthday to come around, then they have to save the money for it.
Yeah. And it works well, does it?
Yeah. Well, they're 7. They're still trying to figure it out.
So
we actually had we took them shopping the other day, and they wanted to bring their pocket money. And one of them wanted to buy something small for €1.30. The other one found 2 things for a total of €6. And then on the way home, the one who spent the €6 thought it was unfair that they had left money left over.
Such is life.
I think this is the time to start teaching them all these things.
Yeah.
When you're there to support them, not when you just they're out the door and they're standing there, and you know that's when we're with the life with cards that we have today. That's when you start totting up interest on your credit card that you might have gotten, because you don't know how it works.
Yeah, tap culture. Simon Lewis is with us, of course. Simon's, thanks a million, Marie, for getting in touch. Simon's a principal, and you're a parent as well, Simon. Do your children get pocket money?
Yeah, and I'm talking to you as a parent. I always say I think I'm a pretty good teacher, but I don't know if I'm a very good parent. I've an 11-year-old, and we've been giving him pocket money for the last few years. Again, very similar reasons to Marie there, that we want to teach him, you know, the value of money and why you get money and what it's for. So myself and my wife, we come from families where we've had to work really, really hard to survive, I suppose, in the world. And I suppose we're both in reasonably good positions now, that we want to keep that message for our child, even though we can afford to buy him things. So our job, as far as we know, is the right thing to do, is to give him a little bit of responsibility with money. So we give him a sum of money every week, and the job is that he can buy a treat. He also should put some into savings to save up for something, and then we put a third angle of
Well, your line is gone there, Simon. Hang on for a second. I'm just going to reconnect with you. Bear with me for a moment. Bethan O'Riordan is a psychotherapist at the Calming Parenting Community. Bethan, should parents give their children pocket money?
Oh, I think it's such a hard question to answer. But yes, absolutely, for all the reasons that your previous guests have said. But also, it's about families figuring out what works for them. You know, because so much of the time, I'm a mum of three, so much of the time we want someone to tell us what to do. Tell me how much, tell me how often, tell me when and why. But really, family life is about creating relationships where people muck in, people are together, you're working as a unit, and money's a really important part of that as well. So yeah, I'm a firm believer in pocket money.
And is it something that should be earned or given?
Oh, another tricky question. I think it depends on how old the child is. And I think it also can't be punitive then as well. You know, say, for example, with the teenagers, you might think, well, they definitely have jobs to do before they get their pocket money. But in fact, teenagers are under loads of stress and pressure these days. And maybe something last minute happens and they want to dash out with their friends. And so many times parents say, well, I didn't give them their money then. And it creates a ruckus in the relationship. So I think sometimes we have to be flexible and fair and slightly firm as well at the same time, which is no easy dynamic for any parent.
Listener here says, my kids are 7 and 9. We give the children €5 a week to help with chores around the house, like tidying the room, cleaning the car and unpacking the dishwasher, etc. So the €5 in this case, what they do, Bethan, they split it. The €5 split, €2 goes to savings that they can't spend. The children have to save up for something special. €1 is for bills. They pay us bills. They have to give us back €1 per week. And then the €2, they can spend it on anything they want. This is from Charlene in Sligo. I mean, they seem to have it all figured out.
But that's it. I mean, every family just has to do, they just have to do what's right for them. But I think that, you see, children's lives are so complicated these days. You know, research is telling us that a 9-year-old developmentally, this is now the start of the early teen years, right? So children's lives are more complicated. There's more stress. There's more pressure. There's more of a feeling of wanting to fit in. So I often think the biggest thing for parents to keep an eye on is what is your child spending their pocket money on? You know, is a €25 lip gloss for a 9-year-old, is that like a realistic target? Is that what you want your child to be spending money on? I think it's helping them make those decisions as well are equally as important as the how much do we give them and when do we give them type stuff.
Simon, how much did you say you give your children?
At the moment, we give him €3 a week. That's generally like for those reasons. But he gets supplemented quite a lot every time he goes to a relation's house. There's money thrown at him left, right, and centre.
He gets in for the windfall.
So that's why we kind of feel we have to manage, you know, those windfalls, because we want them to, I suppose, understand that when you want something, that's fine, but then when you need something, we want to teach them that can't come
you
too
to save
easily,
up.
Or that, you know, that kind of thing.
It's John Lowe from moneydoctor.ie and is with us on the line. John, you're also a dad as well. Do you agree with giving pocket money?
Well, good afternoon, Andrea. Believe it or not, there was a survey done recently where they had national school 10 euros a week, secondary school, €20 a week, and third level, €6 a week. I have three children, and I had all three children in the same year, a 10, a 17, and a 20-year-old. And I now have my first grandchild due on the 1st of November this year. So I will be, I'm sure, giving, I do agree, I think it's a wonderful opportunity for parents, first of all, to traipse down to the local post office, bank, or building society, and or credit union, and open an account and tell them how it works. And then, if they're going to get, say, €10 a week, you know, keep €2 or €3 a week. You know, that over 26 weeks or over 52 weeks is €150. So that means that you can now buy your own Christmas present or your own birthday present for your siblings, for your parents. I think it's a wonderful opportunity.
And do you feel, you know, the idea of how much you should give, should that go up as you get older? Is there like, what's a good starting point?
Well, as a 10 euros for a national might be a bit rich.
I thought that was a lot, actually, when you said. I know that was just one survey.
But that's the survey, yeah. But I think that you've got to start realistically. And one of your callers there suggested, you know, giving them a basic and then, you know, paying them for certain chores that need to be done. That's not a bad idea, because they get used to, you know, earning money, and that they, you know, nothing comes for free. You have to work for it.
Yeah. And I'm interested in, you know, with your financial advisor hat on, John, when you mm-hmm. now deal with the, you know, the people coming to you looking for advice around getting a mortgage or drawing down a mortgage yeah. and all of that.
Yeah.
Those that were in receipt of pocket money as children, do you actually get a better handle on how to manage your finances if you got pocket money as a kid?
I think if you speak about finances at an early age, from the age of seven is the age of reason, Andrea, where, you know, you have to now get a bit of common sense and realise what money in life is all about. And as I said, being brought down to your local credit union, bank or business society or post office, it's a great opportunity for them to start learning the trade as such. But I do think that it stands in later life. You know, if you are brought up with a kind of an administrative type of organized financial kind of background, that'll stay with you right through adulthood.
Listeners, I think parents who give pocket money also have a responsibility to teach responsible spending to their children, to try and discourage them from buying cheap plastic crap that'll end up in the bin a couple of weeks later. It's a good point, Simon, isn't it?
It is. I suppose, I mean, I guess, you know, as parents, we're doing our very best to model, you know, what you'd like your child to grow up doing as best you can. I mean, I know that's not possible for all families, but it's a fair point. And I suppose that's just parenting, isn't it? Our job is to make our children as independent as possible. And I think money is a really good one for helping children, you know, because they want everything, don't yeah. they? You know, they see something and they want it. So it's trying to teach them that idea that, you know, yes, you can have this if you know, save up for it or you think about it for a little while. We you know, sometimes, you know, they might be able to afford something and somebody might say, well, listen, let's not get it today. Let's wait for a week. And if you still want it, then maybe we can have a look there. Those kinds of things. I mean, again, I've said I'm muddling through parenthood like most people, but that's just some of the strategies we've been using.
Emma Andrada has got in touch, right? And interested in her thoughts. She says, my 13-year-old has just started secondary school. We're giving him an allowance of €140 a month. This is to cover his school canteen lunches, any socialising that he wants to do, or any treats that he wants. He has to save some for Christmas and birthdays. He's actually very good with money and he's been getting pocket money since the age of five. His sister, who is 10, gets a fiver a week, but we pay for absolutely everything for her. This is just for a small treat now and again. So €140 a week, and he's to figure out everything from the school lunch to the socialising and saving for any presents. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Thanks a million. That, of course, John Lowe, Simon Lewis, Beth Ann and Marie there. Appreciate your time.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.